Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show.
Countries of listeners that are tuning in to listen to this show, and boy, what a show I have in store for you. I have a very special guest that I'm going to be bringing on here shortly, and of course we'll get to that, but I'm here in Golden, Colorado. It's been a really nice week. It's starting to have springtime, starting to warm up. It's just been wonderful, so I'm glad you're here with me, and I'm glad you enjoy independent country music as much as I do. And that's what it's all about. It's about that independent artist and sharing my music and sharing their music with you every week. And thanks for tuning in. And thanks to all the regulars that they're there every week. And you're the backbone of this show. And I sure appreciate you. That was Jolene. That was my version of Jolene, written by Dolly Parton. And this one, next one's called Reliving Yesterday. And it came off of my first CD called Defining Moments. And recorded that under the direction of Marty Martell there in Hendersonville, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. And I hope you enjoy it. This one's really cool. It's called Reliving Yesterday.
In a dim, smoke-filled corner, there's a man with his guitar. As he dusts off his old memories, he lights a cigarette. He finds
Reliving Yesterday. That's off my CD, Defining Moments. And what a great CD that turned out to be. A lot of wonderful originals. I've gotten tons of airplay. They're still playing it all around the world. And really proud of that first product that came out of Nashville, Tennessee for me. And speaking of Nashville, if you happen to be there or you're lucky enough to be going there soon, make sure you stop by John A's restaurant. Right there in Music Valley, across from the Grand Ole Opry and the Opryland Hotel. And it's there in Music Valley. It's called John A's Restaurant. What a great little place to go. They have a new chef, a new menu, wonderful drink selection, a patio with live music. And I tell you what, you can't go wrong. There's a lot of history there, a lot of great memories for me. You talk about reliving yesterday. I just wish I could go back to those times in the corner with John A. Hobbs and the gang. And I got to write the book about John Hobbs and his life story. I sat down with him over 9 different trips to Nashville, and we talked for over 50 hours, and he told me all the oral history of his incredible life and all the accomplishments. He is Music Valley's visionary, and that's what the book is called. It's called John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. I have it in hardback, softback, and also audio version. So if you're interested in learning more about that great man, just, you know, check out my website. It's julierichardsonmusic.com, and you'll see the whole page there on the book, and you can see who else chimed in, from Tommy Lasorda to Keith Bilbrey, Ricky Van Shelton, and Joe West, the umpire Joe West. He wrote the foreword for it, so there's a lot of good stuff in there, a great theme. And go to the restaurant and check it out. There's a lot of memorabilia on the walls, a lot of pictures, and a lot of good times happen there, and I know you won't be disappointed. And also, the Hobbs family across the street owns the Scoreboard Bar and Grill, and they also own the world-famous Nashville Palace. So lots to do there in Music Valley. But if you go in, please make sure that you tell them Julie Richardson said hello and that I sent you out there from the Golden Country Radio Show. This next song was Bo Heatherly out of Virginia. Just got a message from him that he is mailing me a new CD, a new album that they just put together, he and Chris Poindexter. It's going to be in the mail. So I can't wait to get that material and share that with you. But here's Bo and I. This went to platinum for us just this past year. It's called If I Needed You. This is our rendition of it.
Thank you.
if I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for to ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for to ease your pain. Well, the night for long and the morning.
Gonna bring my country band. Play western swing and shuffles like we did back then. I wanna go back to my Texas past. Those honky-tonks and country music, oh, I sure miss that. I have a few long necks, I raise a little head. Just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas. I just hang my hat where my heart's at, down in Texas.
That was Down in Texas by Bobby G. Rice right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. And that's the man, Bobby G. Rice, who's my special guest this evening, who says it's all about the fans and giving them good music. And he's been giving us good music for over four decades of entertaining. He has over 30 Billboard single hits and numerous awards and just an incredible, incredible career. And I'm so thrilled to have him here with us tonight and share his music with you. So welcome to the show, Bobby G. Rice. How are you?
Hey, Julie. I am doing great and good to be on your show. Congratulations with your show, too.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's, you know, it's been quite a year with this COVID, and so I decided to go online with everything and just keep the music going, and this is the product of it, and I get to talk with people like you and share your music, and that just makes it all worth it. I do it again and again.
Yeah, music is great. It's a great, you know, it moves people, and it's a healer, right?
Right.
And, it's great, great to be with you. And, here we are. you know, we've had a chance with Century 2 Records.
Right.
You know, done shows together and been around. And
yeah, you know, speaking of Century 2 Records and Alan Carl, one of my favorite memories with you, Bobby, is when we went to the Opryland Hotel and Alan Carl had us all there for dinner to celebrate, you know, being together and being on Century 2 Records. And I remember this was one of my favorite memories ever in Nashville, is you just breaking out and You Lay So Easy on My Mind. And because if you haven't been to the Opryland Hotel, to my listeners, it's a large hotel and it's just vast space, and it just echoed through there. And it was so beautiful and so smooth. And I just brought a smile to my face when you did that, because, you know, I had to pinch myself. I thought, here I am sitting with the great Bobby G. Rice, and he's singing right at the table here with us. And I don't know, I just enjoyed it so much. It really was a fond memory for me.
Well, that was a great time there. And you know, it's fun to do things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, and to be able to, sometimes when I, where it's not planned exactly, and, you know, to sing, hey, if you feel like singing, sing, right?
That's what I say, and, you know, it's just so fun, but, you know, and you're right, we've done some shows together, but, you know, there's a lot of listeners out there. I have over 30 countries that listen into this show now, and it's growing each week. But they just, you know, they want to know more about Bobby G. Rice. I know you've been entertaining for over four decades, but, you know, your accolades are just so many. But kind of want to know how you got your start. I read that your family had its own radio show, and that was kind of the spark. But I wanted to hear more from you and educate my listeners on who you are.
Well, Julie, I grew up, I was born and raised in music, a family band. We were called the Ridge Ramblers back when I was, you know, with the family. And, worked with my family in Wisconsin. That's where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I started as we did have a radio show for for 7 years at Richland Center, WRCO, there in Wisconsin. So every week we'd go over there and play live. And, yeah, that was quite an experience and great memories.
Yeah.
And so I, and besides singing, I've always sang at coming up through the years, I've had a chance to and enjoy playing instruments too. I played the stand-up bass. My mother played that. And I played electric bass and guitar. And my main instrument is a steel guitar.
Which, I didn't know that.
I started playing that in the when I got right out of high school, and when I lived in Madison, Wisconsin, and so I enjoyed that too, and having a chance to work with my well, really hero steel players. Since my recording career, that has allowed me to do that. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun there. But, yeah, that's what, you know, I started out with my family. Eventually in Madison, Wisconsin, I had my own band and I played with different bands and like that. And then my recording career started in 70. I had a country hit on Sugar Shack, and that started my recording career.
Wow, that's amazing. And you know, I mean, it just takes one spark to ignite an entire career like yours. But you know, I just admire you so much for you know, staying with it and all these years just believing in it and believing in yourself and bringing good music, and to stick with it is, you know, that's notable. It's very admirable. So I'm impressed.
Well, you know, it's, I was, and of course I love it. And, you know, anyone that sings, that's in music or plays, or both, writes whatever, you know, it's in you, you know. It's just in you, and it would be hard not to do it. I was fortunate enough, Julie, on my first attempt to record, do a master session, as they call it, there the end of 69. I hooked up with two other guys, Donald Riss and Charlie Fields, back in Madison, Wisconsin, and started coming to Nashville, and we would record the songs we wrote, and done that for a couple of years at Starday Studios here. And then I decided to try to do a what they call a master session, and try to see if I could get on a label. And that's when we ended up on Royal American Records, and Sugar Shack was released, and it went to 32 in Billboard.
Wow.
And that started my recording career.
That's amazing. And then I also read that you had an opportunity. I mean, you've sang in a lot of amazing places, but I saw on there, of course, the granddaddy of them all. You got to sing on the Grand Ole Opry, and I was wondering, what does it feel like to be able to sing on that stage with all the history that's there? What was it like for you to perform at the Grand Ole Opry?
Oh, it was, you know, it was just really great. You know, I was on the first time in well, it was July 31st, 1971.
Wow.
And I had a song out, Mountain of Love. And when I it was at the Ryman Auditorium before, right before the current Opry and location. But I was on Roy Acuff's segment, and I was really, you know, I mean, it's just the feeling there, knowing where you're at and who all's been there and so forth. It's just overwhelming. But I was really nervous, you know, and I had been singing, of course, all my life there, you know, born and raised with it, and done a lot of it. But it was all, it was rewarding, certainly, to be able to do that. As a matter of fact, I have the, I was, I just found the audio of that, of my performance.
Really?
There, going through some of the memorabilia. And so I have that audio of the time that I was on there.
How neat.
Just, I just found that.
Oh, how fun. But, I mean, you got to, you got to share that eventually, you know, with everyone. It would be fun to
yeah, we're
going
to try to, it has a little sound in it. They're going to try to clean it up. So to speak, and you know, it's just really great to have experienced that. And I worked after that different times on the Opry, you know, it throughout the 70s and 80s, and was really thankful to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah, what an incredible experience that would be. And I know I've been backstage at the Ryman, you know, several times and also at the newer location. And there's just nothing like the energy that's there. So, you know, I can't imagine. I think I'd be extremely nervous, too, if I had to go, actually go out and, you know, live that dream. That would be exhilarating and frightening all at the same time. But I would welcome that any day. I know it's everybody's kind of, that's the golden nugget. You know, everyone's trying to get to that holy grail of country music. And you know, too, I want to talk about your one of your greatest hits, You Lay So Easy on My Mind. This year is, am I correct in saying it's the 49th anniversary of that song, You Lay So Easy on My Mind?
Well, let's see, it would, now that topped out, topped the charts, it was in March of 73. So that would be,
we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, we're.
It'd be fun to do something for the 50th anniversary of that song. You'd have to plan something big for that. That would be really incredible.
Yeah, I would like to do that, and you know, that's a song. Prior to that release, I had, of course, starting with Sugar Shack. See, that was a niche for me. Of I done like I think seven of those cover songs that were that were done in the let's say the rock or pop you know field and doing them country. So when Sugar Shack came out, and of course, done what it done. Then I followed that with Hey Baby, Lover Please, Mount Love, and, you know, different ones. And then I was writing all this time with Donald Riss and Charlie Fields, because we wrote together prior to my career in Wisconsin. And so when You Lay So Easy on My Mind, we wrote that on one of our writing sessions. We would get together like writers do and, you know, schedule a time on sort of a regular basis. And but we didn't know what people think exactly. That is radio stations and how the how the listeners would think of that. We didn't know, mm-hmm. of course, going in. But it ended up to be what some people call your signature song.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's been my biggest.
And then to know that Loretta Lynn recorded it, and Conway Twitty, and Roy Orbison, and Kitty Wells, and Andy Williams, just to mention a few, you know, that says something too, I think, that you've really written an amazing legendary hit. When people like that want to sing it also, you know, they love it that much. That's a huge compliment to you.
Yeah, well, it's an honor for sure to have those legends record your song. You know, Andy Williams titled his album, "He Come In Here, You Lay So Easy on My Mind," and then Pat Boone and Roy Orbison, the Redden and Conway, Kitty Wells, mm-hmm. David Houston. I'm certainly proud and honored to have that, have them recorded also.
No, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and let's take a quick break and just play that for our listeners now so that they can, you know, just grasp the whole concept of this song, and then I'll bring you back on as soon as the song's over. So hang on. Let's play this now for you guys. This is called "You Lay So Easy on My Mind." This is a song that it's definitely Bobby G. Rice's signature song. Here you go.
You lay so easy on my mind, oh, so easy on my mind. Whenever I need you, all I have to do is close my eyes. You lay so easy on my mind. Yes, so easy on my mind. Wrap me in your warmth and let me feel your body touching mine. Everything you say and do finds me wanting more of you, and each moment brings to life a million dreams. Heaven is something real, it's something I can feel, when I feel your angel touch all over me. You lay so easy on my mind, yes, so easy on my mind. Oh, there's not a part of me that your sweet love don't reach, satisfied. Every day I need you more, you're the one I'm living for, and the best you ever give, you've given me. You completely satisfy every need I have inside, and I pray you'll never take your love from me. You lay so easy on my mind, oh, so easy on my mind. There's not a part of me that your sweet love don't to satisfy. No, there's not a part of me that your sweet love don't reach to satisfy.
That's "You Lay So Easy on My Mind" with our special guest this evening on the Golden Country Radio Show. Please welcome back Bobby G. Rice. I tell you, Bobby, that song for me was definitely the one that I most recognized you with. You know, I was born in 1971, but I remember growing up, and when I heard that one, I was like, oh, Bobby G. Rice. I remember You know, it's just such a great song. All your songs are wonderful. And just, again, a bow of respect to you for all that you've accomplished.
Well, thank you, Julie. You know, like all of us, you know, I'm just thankful to be, you know, in there, and especially now with my career. Let's see, 51 years, I'm into my recording career, and just really thankful for being able to be in there and to be active still. Uh-huh. In the business and enjoying it, doing what you love to do. Yes.
That's the key. That's the key right there, is you got to love it. And if it's in you, like you said, you know, it's going to stay with you, not just 10 years, but for your entire life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's in you. It's what you, you know, you feel and you love to do, and you know, it's I know for me, and I'm sure most of the artists that are in the business, as long as you can do it, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
And do you have any advice that you would give? I know there's a lot of people that move to Nashville, you know, or wherever they're at, and they just, you know, they dream of this, and they really want to be in the music industry. But do you have any advice for those independent artists out there that are pouring their heart and souls into their music? Anything that your experience has taught you that you could pass along and maybe save us a few steps along the way?
Well, what I tell people, you know, in that I've been asked that a lot over the years, and I think, of course, everyone has sort of their own way of and time period, I guess, in how they get things happen for them. But I will say, of course, naturally, you have to want to and to be able to just push forward regardless of this, what happens, and get a lot of no's and whatever. But mm-hmm. I think what really makes a difference there is who, of course, your talent certainly.
Sure.
What you have to offer and how you mature, but who you surround yourself with, you know, everybody needs somebody, you know, to connect mm-hmm. with in your career that's going to help you to get where you want to go.
Sure.
So it does make a lot of difference, I think, on who you're working with, who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
Towards your goal, and the people
yeah.
you're with, and of course the timing
mm-hmm.
Of everything. You know, hopefully that, you know, that comes into play. You know, like
yeah.
with, well, I will say with the Elise So Easy On My Mind. I think that song at that time of us having, you know, it the timing was good for that
mm-hmm.
to radio and for the listeners and for the, you know, the country and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully that makes sense.
Yes, oh, I love it. Thank you so much. I know there's a lot of people nodding their heads going, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I want to share with my listeners, too, you know, I looked up on your website. It's www.bobbygrice.com, and that was quite a website. It's wonderful. It's got your bio and your albums and how you can get contacted and booked and things like that. And I just want to tell my listeners and have you tell them how they can follow you and get your music, and if you have any shows coming up there, they could see you live and anything like that. I just, you know, want to share as much information as we can.
Yeah, the best way, as you mentioned, is my website, and of course, www.bobbygrice.com. I do have on there, people would like, you know, any of the albums that I have there on there, and they can get those through that site, and they can contact me through there, email me, and so forth. I'm also on Facebook, and you know, connect there also.
Okay.
But yeah, I have. You know, we've all been experiencing the pandemic here and what's going on across the country as far as show dates. Thankfully, things are opening up more and more, and I have some shows coming up here. I'm going to be in Alabama coming up here in June, and going to be in Colorado.
I know.
You've
we can't wait
there,
for that.
Right, Julie?
Oh, just a few times. Just a few times.
Yeah. But, yeah, Wisconsin, Iowa, we have some things coming up.
Great.
And I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we are too, believe me. So just looking forward to getting out to music and coming out to, you know, hear you live. And I can't thank you enough for taking your time this morning just to be on my show and share your wisdom and your experience and, you know, just your story with all of us. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, Julie, and I appreciate and I thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome, and best of luck with everything, and I know you and I will be in touch down the road, and I'll finish up the interview by playing a couple of your songs. But again, thanks so much, and just, you know, have a wonderful day and stay well, please.
Well, you also, Julie, and
all right.
Great
and
talking
my best
with you.
Thank you, and my best to Alice, too. Tell her hello for me.
I certainly will. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Bobby. That was the great Bobby G. Rice on the Golden Country Radio Show, and this is his song, his rendition of Mountain of Love.
Night after night I've been standing here turn to ashes. The fire is all gone, but for some crazy reason we keep holding on. We know we should end it and stop looking back, but there's so many memories, too many to pass.
Country music artist Bobby G. Rice right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. What a great interview. Just enjoy talking to people like Bobby that have, you know, just have incredible careers and so much to share and so much advice to give us. You know, it just doesn't get any better than that. So that's what the show's all about. Great music, great talent. And again, my thanks go out to Bobby G. Rice for taking the time to be on my show this evening. And we've got time for a couple more, and then we'll have to bid adieu. And in the meantime, you know, support our artists. Definitely go to their websites. Again, it was BobbyGRice.com. And check them out on Facebook and follow them and check out their live shows when you get a chance. It means the world to us and to all independent artists out there that trying to make it. Just go out and support them and it goes a long way. Appreciate it. If you have any questions for me or if you'd like to be on my show, just email me at WAIT in the truck, so wait in the truck, at MSN.com. And if you miss any shows, just go to my website at JulieRichardsonMusic.com and navigate to the radio page. And on that page, you're going to see different red button links with the names. For instance, after this show, you'll find Bobby G. Rice and the date of the show, and if you missed it, you just click on that link, and you can listen anytime you want at your leisure for free. And it's just fun to go back sometimes and listen to all the great entertainers we've had, but this is definitely going to be a treasure for us. And here's my song I'd like to share with you. This one's Jolene. This one's Dolly Parton's. I did Jolene earlier, and now I'd like to bring you I Will Always Love You.
Thank you.
say I would only be in your way. So I'm gonna, but I know I'll think of you each step of my way.
To my mom, Carly Hughes, and preparations for Mother's Day coming up this weekend. And a happy Mother's Day to my mom, Carly, and to all the moms out there. You guys, so appreciated. And I want to play Rose Angelica. I'm going to leave you with Rose Angelica's song she wrote called Mama's Song, also in celebration of Mother's Day coming up. And just stay well and enjoy that beautiful weather out there. And until next time, so long. Here's Rose Angelica with Mama's Song.
As I wake up to the morning sun right across the bay, I'm wishing that the phone mama.
along Tampa Bay.